President Bush stood in the rain and wind at the American Cemetery in Normandy, France, today and paid tribute to all Americans lost in wars. The president drew a connection between those who fought and died in the D-Day invasion of 1944 and those serving in the current war against terrorism. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Normandy on today's Memorial Day commemorations.
There are 9,387 graves in the American Cemetery on top of the cliff that overlooks Omaha Beach, the scene of brutal fighting on the day U.S. forces began the liberation of Europe. Each grave is marked by a simple white marble cross or Star of David. Today, on the ground by each, were American and French flags. The perfect rows of markers seem to stretch all the way to the ocean behind the president as he spoke.
Our wars have won for us every hour we live in freedom. Our wars have taken from us the men and women we honor today, and every hour of the lifetimes they had hoped to live.
Mr. Bush told the personal stories of some of those who fought and died on D-Day. This cemetery includes the graves of 33 pairs of brothers buried side by side. A father and son are also buried here. The president said only those who were there on that day could know what it was like.
For the entire liberating force, there was only the ground in front of them. No shelter, no possibility of retreat. They were part of the largest amphibious landing in history, and perhaps the only great battle in which the wounded were carried forward.
President Bush spoke of the commitment and courage of American soldiers and sailors and paratroopers during the invasion and described the debt that America and the world owe them for what they gave to the future.
The day will come when no one is left who knew them, when no visitor to this cemetery can stand before a grave remembering a face and a voice. The day will never come when America forgets them.
The president said that on D-Day, the new world came back to liberate the old world, and that a bond was formed that is still strong today. And he said it's a partnership that today is responding to new threats and recognizes the need to step up again to defend freedoms.
Our security is still bound up together in a transatlantic alliance with soldiers in many uniforms defending the world from terrorists at this very hour.
Just prior to his speech at the cemetery, President Bush attended a Memorial Day service at the Notre Dame de la Paix Church in nearby Saint-Mère-Église. This tiny French village was the first liberated from the Nazis on D-Day. During the service today, the church choir sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic. The church in Saint-Mère-Église is small, and it was packed for the service, including several veterans of the fight here 58 years ago. Some in the pews wiped tears from their eyes as the choir sang. It was a moment that demonstrated how these two nations' histories are entwined. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Normandy.